The National Weather Service is forecasting Tropical Storm Olivia will continue to weaken as it moves closer to the Hawaiian Islands. But Governor David Ige says the storm remains a threat and residents should stay tuned.
Olivia continues to be a powerful storm and can impact any county across the state. We want to ask all the residents to stay connected to their county emergency management and civil defense.
The current National Weather Service tracking model shows the 230-mile-wide storm passing through the 30-mile-wide Alenui Hana Channel Tuesday night, traveling between Maui and the Big Island, with Haleakala at 10,000 feet tall and Mauna Kea at 13,000 feet on both sides, less than 100 miles apart. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell says these large land masses have been a blessing for the rest of the state.
We're lucky here on Oahu that we have these massive mountains in Mauna Kea and Haleakala that help break apart these storms. And as mentioned, both Darby and Izelle got ripped apart by Mauna Kea. And we're the beneficiaries of that, although those communities in that area suffer the consequences.
Based on current information, Maui County stood up its Emergency Operations Center 24/7 and is identifying potential shelters. Department of Education Superintendent Christina Kishimoto has also taken steps starting Tuesday.
On Big Island and Maui, we have canceled all after-school programs to start preparing potential shelters. We are also closing Hana School to make sure that that access road can be prepared to ensure that we have safe access for residents in and out of that area.
State and county officials will receive National Weather Service updates regularly. Meanwhile, in Hawaii Kai, City Mill store manager Aaron Kouchi says sales have been brisk, but not like they were last month.
After Hurricane Lane, we didn't see a lot of returns. So I think this round, things aren't as busy as I think a lot of the public has held on to their supplies in preparation for future hurricanes.
Quentin Ciccone has been a Hawaii Kai resident for 45 years. He remembers hurricanes from Eva in 1982 to Hurricane Lane last month.
I don't think we're going to get blasted like the one that was coming a week or two ago. That was going to destroy this whole side of the island, and we were fortunate. Scenarios don't usually work out. It may, and if it does, it does. That's why we have insurance.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.